Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The center fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fourth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burnitz. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnitz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burnitz hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fabregas hits a pop-up into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snopek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a pop-up into center field. Burnitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson strikes out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Durham bunts towards the mound. McDonald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Durham. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Durham steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Loretta strikes out. 1 out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mudin is 0-1 in the game. Mudin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fabregas is 0-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cirillo is 0-1 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burnett's is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett's takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Burnett's. The throw from Fabregas and he is out, Durham applying the tag. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jaha is 0-1 in the game. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Durham steals second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen scores. Durham moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martinez. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Nilsson moves to third. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nilsson tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Valentin. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Valentin steals third. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a pop-up into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0 for 2 in the game. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0 for 2 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burnitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnitz hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Durham hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martinez. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Anthony Williamson pinch hits for Matt Mieske. Anthony Williamson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williamson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mudin. Williamson reaches second base with a double. Nilsson scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Todd Dunn pinch runs for Anthony Williamson. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dunn moves to third. Bill Simas now pitching. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to home to get Dunn. Valentin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 0 for 2 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Dunn now playing right field. Bob Wickman now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Mike Cameron pinch runs for Harold Baines. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mouton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 3 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo strikes out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett's hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 3 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simas fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Castillo now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Darren Lewis pinch hits for Chris Snopek. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Dunn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dunn. Guillen moves to third. Durham moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 4 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Brewers. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas is walked intentionally. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.